It was the report everyone had been waiting for. For the first time in 15 years, the European Union observed the regional elections in Venezuela and presented their preliminary findings.
The elections were in better conditions in comparison with previous elections. The Electoral Council that was renewed in May 2021, it's the most balanced council in 20 years. The political campaign was filled by the excessive use of state resources. Even the law says how campaigns should be handled. There were no sanctions to the violations.
On Sunday, Venezuelans voted to choose mayors and governors across the country. The EU mission was invited by the Electoral Council and by the opposition, who agreed to participate for the first time in 4 years.
The report by the European Union observers is for many a first step towards dialogue and future elections in this country. But the report also indicates that even though the elections happened with efficiency, the whole process was affected by lack of independence in the judiciary and also lack of respect for the rule of law, something that affected the equality and transparency of the process.
The government says the elections were an example of democracy. The ruling Socialist Party won 20 of the 23 governorships. The opposition won in the total national vote, even though 60% of the population did not participate. Divisions within the opposition prevented them from winning more states. Opposition leader Enrique Capriles says the election was not a defeat.
The results the opposition obtained in the municipalities is the best result in the last 17 years. We never obtained these results before. The opposition is not falling. Who is falling is Maduro. The big defeat is for the government.
Analysts say Nicolás Maduro is desperate to regain international credibility.
Nicolás Maduro was willing to give in more governorships in exchange for validity of the electoral process and himself. This is not a transparent election. From the perspective of a liberal democracy, it begins with the Electoral Council that has 2 members out of 5 of the opposition. We celebrate those 2, but they are a minority. Can you imagine any country accepting that?
Venezuela is trying to recover from an economic crisis, but sanctions from the United States and the European Union complicate the government plans. Protests and sanctions have not been able to force Maduro out of office, which is why the opposition is back in the polls. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Caracas.